Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Nellie Deegan. She is the Frontier Village Association president, board president. And Nellie, welcome to our show.
Thank you, and welcome to your listeners. I always enjoy being here.
Yeah, we love having you on, a woman of many hats in the community of Jamestown, and we're going to be focusing on the Frontier Village Association hat today. Nellie, a recent article came out in the paper showing that the Frontier Village Association wants to have the gates closed. Now, that may be, you know, the title right away may be kind of like, well, what is going on with this? But there's a lot of reasons behind wanting to have the gate closed at certain times.
That's correct. And what we are, our responsibility is to protect and serve all the beautiful artifacts that we have at the Frontier Village, because they were donated to the Frontier Village Association, and all we are is the caretakers. And our responsibility is to make sure that those gates are closed to secure the grounds. We're not there to obstruct anything or people's rights. It's just to protect. And it was brought to our attention that if those gates are left unattended and not open, our insurance would be dropped and canceled. Mm. And so we contact our insurance company because of the liability on this. And we have had incidents in the past, and I'm sure your listeners can recall that.
Right. We've gone over those before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, again, it's our, we're duty bound. And so we have a situation now that the status of the street is a public street. And so we're going to be appealing to the city council to change the status of it, so this way it is protected. Mm-hmm. And they can vacate the status. They have the power. The city council has that power. So on March 5th, our board members and myself and other people that are interested in and asking for help through our city council and our mayor to correct this, because they can do this. At this point, the Buffalo Museum is not closing the gate, and back before I was around here, mm-hmm. 20 or 30 years back, they had a gentleman's agreement that they would close gates, because when we're on season,
yeah,
we do open and close it. When we're off season, the Buffalo Museum in the past has always opened and closed it. So there's always been a courtesy.
An understanding of closing.
Correct.
And opening.
And okay. So now it was brought to our attention that the status, it is a public access and you can't block that. But we're not obstructing it, because the police department, the fire department, the museum, tourism, everyone has keys when it is open operation time. And
okay.
As you recall, last year they did have graffiti on our Buffalo,
right,
that was costly to our taxpayers. So all we're asking is the public support, and we're going to go and ask our city council and our mayor to do the honorable thing and to help change the status of this, so this way it's protected, because it is the second largest historical site.
Mm-hmm. That's what you, yeah, that's absolutely true. Nellie Deegan, again, Frontier Village Association president, joining us on Let's Talk. For those who maybe are unaware, the Frontier Village Association, Buffalo Museum, and Jamestown Tourism all up in that area, and I believe past the gate is where you can get to the Buffalo Museum and Frontier Village Association. So really what you're looking for, Nellie, is at times that maybe there's no staff, maybe times of not operation, you just want to be sure that the gate is closed to prevent or deter graffiti, vandalism, theft, burglary. That's really the reason behind all of this.
Absolutely. And you have to remember that if somebody comes in at 2 a.m, there's no businesses open.
So they're free to do whatever they want to.
And then it's no longer trespassing, unless the gates are closed and it's trespassing. You can have the best technology in it, but if that status doesn't change, everybody's at risk and everything's at vulnerable, and we're not honoring. I've always said, mm-hmm. This history belongs to the people. We're just the caretakers to respect and honor the heritage of North Dakota history.
For sure.
That's all we can do.
And you're just trying to take steps to make sure that that's
we're being proactive and yeah. trying to correct it. And if it wasn't brought to anyone's attention in the past, it is now here and we have to fix it.
Excellent. Nellie, if people have questions for the Frontier Village Association, they want to help you out, you encourage them to go to the city council meeting on March 5th, but are there some ways they can get in contact with you or the board?
Yes, they can contact our secretary, and her number is, and this is Tina Bush.
Okay.
If they want to send an email of support or anything, they can contact her at 320-2725.
And that's Tina Bush, 2725.
Correct. She's our secretary of the Frontier Village Association.
Awesome.
And if, or they can send a CC email, that's a text number.
Right.
They can text her and say, you know, they're supportive of
okay.
closing the gates.
So they can text that as well if they want to.
Yes.
Nellie, anything else you want to mention about the Frontier Village or about your work to get the gate closed during times of non-operation?
Well, you know, I think it takes a village to fix this.
No pun intended, right?
Frontier Village. And it takes all of us. And, you know, we're all proud of Americans, all of us. And we do the honorable thing for not only our community, but for our state. And that's why we volunteer. And mm-hmm. it was interesting. Someone said to me the other day, well, don't you get paid? And I said, no. Nope. I said, this is called volunteer, yeah. the passion of doing the right thing by the people. So, you know, everybody cares about the village. I really believe it. And I really think even our city officials care. It's just that we have to fix it.
Definitely. Well, Nellie, thank you for stopping by. And again, March 5th, be at the Jamestown City Hall. The meeting starts at 5 o'clock, and you can show your support if you stand with Nellie and the Frontier Village Association on that to get that changed. So
absolutely. And we thank everyone, your listeners, and all we can do is do the honorable thing.
Perfect. Nellie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.